Explain VisitGate. What the hell's going on over there?
Yeah, I mean, they're just bringing in 20 or so prospects over the next couple of days. So there will be some interaction. These guys will kind of cross over, the ones that are here today and having their main visit during the day. You know, they'll have a night activity or whatever, and others will come in for that. So there will be some crossover, but there will be other things that are, of course, individual, like, you know, when they meet with coaches probably. So it's not a huge deal. I think it is interesting that they're bringing, you know, a group of 20 at the very last minute. Wednesday's the last day they can have prospects in for visits. They can still talk to them on Zoom, but Wednesday's the last day for visits. So, yeah, they're getting them, you know, they're getting them all done in one fell swoop here.
Okay, so, I mean, the headliners that
they're... Stop the rumors.
Yeah, do you think this is a... It's not misinformation because they're not like putting out wrong stuff, but nobody can try to ascertain which quarterback they like more if they just have them all there at the same time, right?
Probably intentional. Yeah. Probably. But I also think, you know, they were going to host all these quarterbacks on top 30 visits anyway. I think it became more intriguing at the thought of them, you know, sitting in a room together and answering all questions and, you know, whatever. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think, you know, they're going to be there. They're going to have like some, you know, group activity tonight as they typically do when they bring in prospects and then have normal meetings and let them tour the facility and meet with coaches. And, you know, that'll be that. So
I feel like Julian's making his radio debut.
Yeah. He's a little annoyed that he's not the center of attention right now. But, you know,
Hey, Julian, if you can hear me, cry once for Jaden Daniels, cry twice for Drake May.
I swear he whispered Jaden in my ear the other night.
So we know that the Niners operate in this fashion where they just bring a whole bunch of dudes in at once.
Yes.
Is there anybody else around the league that does this?
I don't know. I was wondering that. I was talking to somebody else and I was wondering that. I do know of the Niners, but I haven't made the rounds to see if this is, you know, more normal outside of them. But, you know, Adam Peters did it in San Fran, so it makes sense. This is his way of doing it.
Yeah, and they're clearly letting him run the operation, which I think is healthy.
They're in a new era. So what people did in the past, I think you got to change it up a little bit because everybody's looking for trends.
Right, exactly.
So as we get closer to this thing, we're now 9 days out. I think, and B, I don't want to speak for you, but I think we all kind of believe, at least on our program, that it's probably going to be Jaden Daniels, but nothing is, you know, written in stone quite yet. Are you of the same belief?
I honestly don't know, and I'm, like, afraid to speculate because of that. I mean, Jaden Daniels, I like Jaden Daniels as a prospect. I think he's, you know, an incredible talent that would make a lot of sense for, you know, what Cliff Kingsbury has done in the past. You know, to me, he's the one I would go with, but I honestly don't have a good read on what they're thinking. And I hate admitting that as a reporter, especially being a reporter covering this team, but that's how close they've kept things. And I think this is, I mean, I know this is one draft where they really have every option at their disposal to do anything.
Right.
Yeah. So,
I mean, speaking of that, what do you make of Penix being part of this group?
Not terribly surprised. I mean, I think they want to do their due diligence on all of these guys, whether they consider them in the, you know, top three or not. They still have the option of maybe, I shouldn't say that, you need a partner if you want to trade in any direction, but they could still theoretically trade back. Well, it seems highly unlikely, I think. But, you know, if they do that, then he does become somebody you would look at. So I think they're really being smart about just doing their due diligence and really getting to know these guys as well as they can going into the draft.
I think that's fair and probably smart. We're talking with Nikki Jhabvala here from the Washington Post. You can follow Nikki at Nikki Jhabvala, Jhabvala. When you zoom out of this and kind of look at the opportunity for Washington here, considering they cut Charles Leno and, frankly, have made no attempt to fill a starting left tackle spot. I like Cornelius Lucas, but I don't think that's the plan there.
Mm-hmm.
And, obviously, you sign Marcus Mariota, but you trade away Sam Howell. Like, it's pretty clear that number two is going to be a quarterback, and they're going to try to address left tackle in this draft early on, would be my guess. if they can hit, forget the tackle. If they can just hit on the quarterback, which is a gigantic if, and whatever camp you're in, if it's May, Daniels, Penix, McCarthy, whoever, recognize that it's a total crapshoot. If they hit on that, how close do you think this team is to maybe everybody's going to talk about Houston, right? And I think Houston's the outlier, not kind of the expectation.
Not the norm.
But what do you think they look like if QB is solid?
If the QB is solid, I think they're pretty close. Because I think it's even if they don't have the pieces around him yet, I think it's easier to get those pieces than to find the quarterback, as we found out in Washington over the last two decades or so. It's very, very hard to find, you know, that generational quarterback, a long-term starter. If they can find that guy, then it's not easy finding a premium left tackle or, you know, a star receiver, but they do have a good receiving core. They do have good backs now. They do have a good, I think they have a good linebacking core. I can't believe I'm saying that. But, you know, they do have some good pieces now, and I think it is easier to find those other spots once you have that main guy in. So I think they would be closer. If you miss on the quarterback, then I think you're stuck in the same rut that you've been in for years.
For sure. And it's just going to be fascinating to watch. What do you make of Harris being involved? When we talked to him in Orlando, he was asked about being involved at the combine, and he was like, "Yeah, I was just curious. It's my first time doing it." And I kind of think this is the same. I also think when they're making a quarterback decision, it's so high level that you need that, like, most owners are going to be involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was just curious if you saw that anything else to it.
No, I saw it exactly as you did. I think he is curious about the process and he does want to learn more about it. I was told he's going to be observing, you know, these visits, but you're right. I mean, these are major investments for their team. This will change the trajectory of this franchise.
Well, I'd be shocked if he wasn't in
it. Exactly. Like, I think he should be in it, you know, like, it's his team. This is the most critical pick in years. So I think he should be there.
You spend $6 billion. And then you have to make a decision that probably is going to set your team on a upward trajectory or a downward. You want to be involved with that because that one decision could be the one thing that makes everything, that 6.05 go to about 7.55.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. So that position is the most important, more important than the coach in my mind.
Yes. People are so upset the first time. I'm like, for what?
Yeah.
You know, Big John Thompson always said, if the guy is writing the check, he has a damn right to be wherever he wants to be.
Right.
Now, when the guy makes mistake after mistake after mistake, he should learn to back out of it like we had previously. But this dude here seems to be hitting nothing but home runs every time he hires somebody else in other positions. So I would think he wants to be around the other part too, but he's not making those decisions. He's just trying to learn the process.
And the difference is that, you know, when they're – involvement crosses over to meddling and trumps the decisions of the coaching and personnel staff.
There you go.
Then it becomes a clear problem.
Yeah.
But it's his team. It's his investment. It's the most important signing / hire of you know, the last decade, I would say. So, yeah, he should be in it. Just don't, you know, come off a yacht and make a pick.
Just phone it in from the yacht. You don't even have to come off.
Just phone it in from the yacht. There you go.